So when we allow ignorant of the promises he made exist, we go void of the promises being manifest in our lives. He said to me, it's just as easy to believe me and receive from me than it is to believe Satan and suffer from what he gives you. Do I need to say that again? So we try to contact God with the wrong source many times, which if that word is not strong and embedded in our spirits, our mind will take over. And when it come down to it, when something come up, our mind will try to act in what we think ought to happen. We know we read the scripture, we know what the scripture, and our mind will flare up and try to act on it, and it won't work. That's why you have to get the word inside of you. When something pops up, immediately your spirit should be in charge of what the word said, because that's what I'm going to do. That's the action I'm going to take. But we try to figure out how I'm going to fix this in our mind. You understand? We try to figure out how I'm going to fix this. No, I don't need to fix this. Fix. I need to know. I didn't need to stay with what God said. So we see clearly. Now let me read the Passion, the 10th verse from the Passion Translation. He said, your kingdom come, your will be done. In my kingdom, manifest your kingdom realm. See, that's what he wants to do. Manifest his kingdom realm and cause every purpose to be fulfilled on earth. That's what he wanted to do. He wanted to manifest his kingdom realm so every purpose on earth be fulfilled, just as it is fulfilled in heaven. Wow. God wants you to have, even all the trauma, turmoil, and all the stuff going on, he wants you to have days of heaven on earth. I think Deuteronomy said that, Deuteronomy 11:22. I have to look it up, make sure. He talks about us having days of heaven on earth. Why? I mean, he's living on the inside of you. Aren't you born again? You know that? Then why not? Why don't we just go for the old saying? Go for the gusto. Why don't we just go for the gold? Why don't we just go for all God had? Why we have to have a little day up here and a little day up there and then? Aren't you tired of dabbing?
Yes, sir.
Aren't we? We should be dabbed out, shouldn't we? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, we allow stuff, and I hadn't really even looked. I looked on my phone. We hear stuff, we get all upset about it. Instead of just say I'm covered. I had to go for my checkup, you know, and I didn't even know it. That was the first thing she said about the lady that waited on me. First thing she mentioned about that bad weather coming. Where I live, Christ lives in me.
Amen.
I just refuse to be afraid.
Amen.
I just refuse. So you can choose to be afraid. You can choose to fear. You can choose to worry, or you can choose to trust. I trust God. And we let those things make us do stuff, something different. But I really come to encourage you with the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Now listen to what Jesus said. This was after, give me Matthew 4:17. This is, give me this in the Passion. Listen to what Jesus said. This was right after he came out of the temptation in the wilderness. He had been out there 40 days and 40 nights. And the devil had tempted him. And you know, you read the story. He said, if you be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread and so forth. If you do this and do that and all those different things, he said. And Jesus told him when in the final analysis, it is written, man should, that we should serve the Lord and God, Lord God only. And when he passed all the tests, he just told Satan, it's written, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. And when he did all of that, Satan left him, right? All right, so he came out of that place and chapter 4 and verse 17 said, from that time on, Jesus began to do what? He began to do what? Proclaim his message with what? These words. What did he say? Keep turning away from your sin. Oh, boy, if we could get that. Because sin produced death. Sin produced disease, sickness, pain, all the frustration. Because that's what was happening to them. He said, look, he said, I'm here now. I'm here with a new thing. I brought another kingdom for you to become part of. So turn away from that kingdom, because as long as you stay in that kingdom, you're going to sin. All he's going to give you, all he's going to teach you, and all he's going to do for you is teach you how to sin, teach you how to live wrong, and take you further away, and it ultimately goes is to destroy you. So he said, turn away from your sins and come back to God. Wow. Heaven's kingdom realm is now what? Accessible. You can have it. It's accessible. Woo. What is in heaven? First of all, God is in heaven. And God runs heaven, right? Satan tried one time to do what? Ascend, talking about he said he was going to take over. He found out he didn't have that much to come up against God. And you know he was a fool because if he had any kind of sense, he would never even try it. But he thought he could do it because he had conquered this human race. And he heard God said, I made a man in my image after my likeness. But remember, man was created. God is not created. God is. Say that with me. God is.
God is.
God is. And he's Satan, a created being, but God is. Huh? What is it? God is. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, listen to this. When he said, now watch this now. He said, for the heaven's kingdom realm is now what? Accessible. All right? Let's go down to verse 23, same chapter. Jesus ministered from place to place. Because see, he said, this kingdom realm is now accessible. And so Jesus ministered from what place to place throughout all the province of Galilee. He taught in what? In the synagogue, not just one. He went from synagogue to synagogue doing what? Preaching the hope of the kingdom realm. He preached it. So you know why he preached it? So that's why we have preaching and teaching. So we make people aware of what you have. And see, when you hear this preach, you go back, you got a manual. You got a manual, you go back and check it out. So, wow, yeah, there it is right there. And then you can find even more than what I preach. Because there's a whole 66 books of it.
Amen.
And he began to do what? preach the kingdom realm.
Yes.